That's the place?
That is the place.
The Bent Will Inn. Looks cozy enough.
I just hope they have oats. They usually have good oats.
No sense tying you to a post, I guess.
Would you even know how to tie me to a post?
I mean, I could probably figure it out. But you aren't gonna run off on me and leave me stranded, are you?
Of course not. There's a package that needs delivering. Wait. Do you smell that? It's a grainy smell with a slight bit of sugar. She's got the oats. The fresh oats are out. Courier, I need you to dismount
me. River, what are you doing?
Immediately.
River, stop.
Proctosaurus Rex, my friend. Get
River.
Off
whoa.
Right now.
Whoa,
I gotta
River.
Go see
okay.
these
whoa,
oats.
Whoa,
I promise
River.
I'll be right out here
whoa.
Whenever you need me. But
okay.
I gotta see
hey,
these oats right
hang
now,
off.
Please.
Let me off.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I'm gonna go right now. I'm gonna go right now.
Okay, buddy. Have fun.
Welcome to the Bent Will, with the first drinks on the house.
First drinks on the house, huh?
Sure is. What's your poison, stranger?
What's good here? What do you drink?
Take a guess.
I think the front runner would be... splash of whiskey.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? With maybe a tall pint of dark beer running second?
I'm not stereotyping or anything.
I'll let it slide this time. You're as wrong as you are handsome.
Well, hey, this time handsome. I'll take a whiskey sour, please.
Whiskey sour? Sure. Protestant or Catholic whiskey?
Is there a difference?
Ooh, wrong answer. I'll make the choice for you. I'm actually a white wine girl.
Any open bottles in the cooler that need finishing? Maybe you pour yourself a glass and not let me drink alone.
I'm not allowed to buy drinks for myself while working. That wouldn't be very good business now, would it?
Aha, wait. You said that you aren't allowed to buy drinks for yourself. But what if I bought you the drink instead?
I suppose that it falls somewhere within the field of play.
Well, pour one up then. Whichever's your favorite.
My favorite? Ooh, there's that expensive Italian bottle in the cellar. Maybe I'll get that one out.
Whichever's your favorite bottle that's already open, okay?
I think there's a cheap Pinot in the cooler. Here's your sour.
So you said the first drink is on the house. How do you keep this place open?
Sure, we take a hit with those that come for a splash and then leave right away. But we always make up for it on the second drink if they choose to stay. The second drink is twice as expensive as the first drink normally would be. So we come out even.
It all makes sense now.
Besides, most of our business comes through the inn. Travelers coming up and down the road looking for a place to stay for a night or two.
Well, you guys must be doing well enough to offer oats to travelers' horses. My horse was pretty excited when he smelled them.
My dad was into jumpers. He loved his horses. Fed them well. I hope to do the same for those who come through here. Where are you from?
Way down a road a bit. You wouldn't know the place.
I can guess, based off your accent. You did for me, so it's only fair. You here for work?
Yep. Delivering a package. Still got a little ways to go, I think. I'm not entirely sure, though. This is a good sour.
I'm good at what I do. That's why customers always buy a second.
So tell me about yourself. You got a family? Brothers, sisters, husband, boyfriend?
I got a sister and brother. Both about 10 years older than me. No husband, no boyfriends. I mean, no serious boyfriends at least. Sometimes I get some regulars that hit on me, which is nice. Or strangers, in this case.
Oh, I'm hitting on you?
Aren't you?
Maybe I am. Why don't you tell me about your brother and sister?
My brother lives back overseas still. He's 13 years older than me. He's got a few kids and a good wife. She stays home with the kids while he tinkers. He's an engineer. I don't really understand what he makes, but it's enough to make a living, so that's what matters.
Is your sister over here?
She is. She's 10 years older than me.
Similar situation to your brother, then.
She was on that path, yeah. She dated a boy from high school that she liked a lot. But he was kind of just nice and plain. She wanted a little bit more.
Well, I'm sure if your sister looks anything like you do, there were a lot of pursuing boys.
You're sweet. But yeah, there were quite a few after her. Only one caught her eye, though. Just a beautiful human. Tall, rich, very handsome, and fit. I remember being like 13 and thinking he was Superman after we went on a beach trip. He was from Spain, spoke 5 languages. He was perfect.
I think I'm falling in love with him just based off your description.
Right? They got married and had 2 kids, but for whatever reason, it wasn't enough for her. She started talking with her ex-boyfriend that she knew from our hometown, and eventually had an affair. Told her husband it was over, and that was that.
So she and her boyfriend from home got married and are together now?
Nope. She got bored of him just like she did when they split up the first time. Now she doesn't have either of them.
Wow. How does that make you feel?
Doesn't matter so much to me. My sister's happy now. Or at least that's what she says. I don't necessarily believe her. But she's my sister, and I'm gonna love her regardless. You're a good listener.
You're a good storyteller.
So, do you plan on staying here tonight?
Hadn't really thought about it till now. Was just stopping in for a splash.
You can splash about till the morning, can't you? I can tell you most stories. And you know I can make a mean whiskey sour.
You make a very compelling argument. Let me go outside real quick and make sure my horse is okay.
When you come back inside, go through the door on your right. It'll take you up to the inn. I'm in room 3. Oh, and take one of these peppermints out to River. He likes those.
Yes, ma'am. Wait, how do you know River?
I'll tell you all about it in room 3.
River, how were the oats, buddy?
They were delicious, as always, and I'm very satisfied. Thank you for asking.
That's great, that's great. Hey, listen, I'm thinking we stay here for the night, yeah? What do you think?
That's impossible, I'm afraid.
Come again?
There's a package that needs delivering.
But I met the sweetest woman and she wants me to stay.
A valid temptation, I do understand. I am a horse, and we horses have the same urges.
So you get it. Great, great. Let's just get back over to the inn.
But the package needs delivering and we can't wait.
Can't we just deliver it in the morning?
We must remain on schedule. There'll be more fun ahead of us on the journey, I can promise you that.
More fun than this?
Maybe not more fun, maybe more fun. I'm not sure. I'm just a horse.
I guess you're my only hope of delivering this, so... You're the boss.
I'm not the boss.
Of course not. You are a horse.
I think you're starting to understand me, friend.